Well, for the first time ever in the city of Quincy, there is going to be a celebration of a spring festival called Holeen. This is happening on May 5th from 12 to 2 p.m. at Kavanaugh Stadium on Birch Street in North Quincy. So here to tell us a little bit more about it, please welcome Shiv Singh and Kavita Mishra. Ladies, welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much. Yes. And thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to talk about the festival.
You're welcome.
And we are very excited to hold it for the first time in Quincy. There are two major festivals in India. One is the Festival of Lights, which is generally in fall, and
okay.
One is this festival, which is called the Festival of Colors.
The Spring Festival.
Yes,
right?
yes. And we are very excited to do it in Quincy. It is being done across many cities in U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, Quincy is so diverse,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to use it as a community builder so that we can introduce our culture to people. And it will be a great place for us to have fun together and get to know each other better and know about each other's culture too.
So Shiv, when you say we, who is we? who are the folks behind this?
There's this thing about North Indians always talking as we and
yeah.
never as I. Yeah, so actually it was the idea of the owner of Tiranga restaurant.
Which restaurant?
Tiranga, it's on Beale Street.
Tiranga.
Yeah,
okay.
It's Tiranga actually means three colors, and
oh.
that's our flag.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Indian flag. And so he came up with this idea, and I love anything that brings people together.
Okay, sure.
And nothing like having fun together and learning about each other's culture. So I was like, I would love to do it.
Okay.
And I asked Kavita to join me because she's much better about the rituals and the cultures than I am. I'm all about getting people together, and she's all about understanding the culture and introducing that. So that's how we all came together.
So you really need both, right? To put
yes, and
together.
I'm a team
yeah,
player.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there a large Hindu population in Quincy?
I think the total population. Hindus make about 78% of India, though there are about 9+ religions. So the people in Quincy are maybe, as a reflection to what they are in India, a majority Hindu,
mm-hmm.
But the total population would not be more than 5%.
Okay, all right. So it's a specialized group, but it's open to everybody, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is something that everybody can have, come together and have fun, and that's why we wanted to do this to get everybody together.
Okay, what's been the reaction so far, would you say?
Amazing!
Really? Yeah.
It has been so nice, and that's what I love about the city.
Yeah. How have you got the word out? How are you reaching out to folks?
We started with Facebook,
okay.
which was in February, and if you get a chance, just Quincy Holi on Facebook, is that we asked our children to talk about the festival. So there are a couple of videos talking about the festival,
okay.
about the story behind the festival,
mm-hmm,
what
mm-hmm.
it means, and their excitement to share it with their friends. So they're all children of Quincy Public Schools
okay.
who have spoken. So yes,
very good. Have the schools been involved at all?
They have put that out in their community notices.
Yes,
since it's not a school event,
right? No,
so,
right.
Yeah. But there has been a massive interest.
Mm-hmm.
We were thinking about 200 people to start with
okay.
because it's the first time we're doing it. But I don't know now.
Could be more.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I believe. Like because we even had this Facebook event page,
yes,
and then it's clicking so fast. Like you can already see that a lot of people are interested in it,
okay.
which is a good thing. It's all about having fun in the city, and it's a community event. It's a family event,
right.
So it would be nice. So, yeah, but then it is we are expecting that we are going to have like good number of people there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Kavita, what is Holi? What is the celebration all about? What's the history of it?
Yeah, so if I tell you about Holi, so it is basically it is celebrated just to welcome the spring.
Okay.
And then when you think about spring, it is you would think about all different colors.
Sure.
So it is about, so same way it is about all different colors. So like if I go into the myth and origin of Holi, it is basically like there are a couple of stories. And then there are two major stories wherein wherein one, it talks about the victory of good over evil. And then it always, it says that, like, at the end of the story, it proves that good is going to be, like, it always stands taller than the evil. Mm-hmm. And there is another one which is more relevant to playing holy, like playing with colors, wherein it says that when you are all colored up in different colors, it's hard to figure out your original color.
Ah, okay.
And then everyone looks same. Colorful.
Yes, yes.
So that is more relevant to, like, playing with colors. And then that story, it is related to one of the Indian god who is a dark, like, who was very dark skin, and then he complains to his mother that why am I dark skin and everybody else in this, like, the neighborhood is like light skin.
Okay.
So the mother, she says that, okay, so let's put color on everyone, and then everyone will get colorful like you. So that's the fun part of it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, everyone enjoys it. And it is not just about this mythological story.
Mm-hmm.
It is also about coming together. Then, like, winter, like, it keeps you at home,
mm-hmm.
like, it gives
mm-hmm.
you a reason to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And then when spring comes, people come out of their houses.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is the first festival which is, and that is why it is called, that it is celebrated to welcome spring.
Yes.
And then it gives you a reason to come out, be with each other, spend some time, eat all different kind of food, all delicacies. And then have fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So is it religion based, or is it kind of secular based, or is there a little bit of both going on? How far back does it go?
So it is, like, I won't say it is religion based, because you would see people, like, people from all religion coming and joining together.
Okay.
So I won't connect it to religion at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's happening in India during this time? You know, what kind of festivals do they take place to represent Holi?
So it is, like, no. So it generally it is gone in India. Like, no, it is.
Oh, really?
We follow lunar calendar.
I see.
And according to lunar calendar, it is gone. I think it was on
24th.
No, 24th of March.
24th
of March. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we did had little Holi, like everybody, like, no, in, like, we did had little Holi.
Yeah.
So it is, like, I would say, I think I lost track of your question.
I was just wondering, you know, how far back it goes and what's happening.
It goes really back.
In
like,
yeah.
Lord Krishna would be the Dwapara.
Yeah, it is very ancient.
Okay. Yeah,
it is
maybe
very
5,
ancient.
5,000 years.
Is that right?
Plus.
Yeah.
Oh, is that all? Okay.
Yeah. Very
yes,
ancient.
Yes, yes.
What's happening in Indian families in this country for Holi?
So we start our day with, like, prayers.
Okay.
And then we offer, like, we get the colors.
Mm-hmm.
It is very fine powder, like, it is colored powder made, like, back, I don't know, like, no, it is, like, it is made out of flower petals.
Okay.
And then it comes in all different colors.
Really?
So we offer the color to, like, to God, that we are going to do this.
Yeah.
And then, like, no, it is the first colorful thing of the season.
I see.
And then we pray together for, like, no, for the good upcoming year.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is like, then we go out and then we wore our clothes.
Your bright colors.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and
is
then
it
we
just
go
all in one day?
It is just for
just one day.
Yeah. So it is basically 2 days, but then playing with color is the second day.
I see.
And
okay.
The day before it is more mythological, wherein we teach kids that, see, this happened in the past, and then, like, no, so we really need to be truthful, honest,
yes.
good,
yes.
do good thing. We would relate all those things
mm-hmm.
to the kids. And then the second day is, like, it is more fun.
That's
so
the party
first
time.
Day is religious, like, it is a little bit religious.
I see.
But then we make a big bonfire, and then
really?
We pray, and then we, like, we just tell ourselves that it is good to be good.
Yes, yes, yes.
Good always
yeah.
wins. Okay.
Good always
yeah.
wins.
Yeah.
Even Diwali is the same.
Yeah.
If you look at any Indian festival, it's always good wins over you.
Yes.
I see.
And gives
yeah.
you so much hope. In
yeah.
life.
So back in India, people also play with water.
Yes.
Okay.
Kids would be ready with their water guns
and
the water balloons.
Balloons.
Oh,
yes.
Right. Okay.
Colorful water balloons
yeah.
filled with colored water.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes.
It's all about
and then,
colors.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there will be buckets and buckets of water everywhere. And it is like, no, it is more with the, like, people, I don't think back in India anybody would like to play dry Holi. It is more of a wet Holi.
Okay.
But then here it is like, no, we do wet Holi mostly because of the weather.
Dry.
I mean, the dry Holi, I'm so sorry about
that.
Also
the powders instead of the
water. Yeah, so we generally play with just the powder.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless it rains. That
Unless it rains.
Then
yes.
everybody's going to get wet.
Then we'll have an actual Holi.
So is this actually rain or shine, this event?
Yes. Because I'm hoping the weather won't be cold.
Well, right. Yeah.
So you can get wet and just play with colors because you're going to get messy.
Okay.
Yes.
So wear old clothes.
Yeah. So the segue here is that we made a pro tips flyer too. So that talks about do carry something to cover your car seats because you don't want to be dirty and dirty your car.
Great advice.
Yes.
I hadn't thought of that.
And you could put some moisturizer on your hair and face so that the colors might be drying.
Okay.
And you wear your old clothes. You don't get your new clothes.
And your old shoes.
Just in case if you do not want to wash them.
Yeah. You just want to throw them that you can, you know. So, and generally we wore white today. But if you
I
noticed,
I see that. Yes. Yeah.
Because white, all colors show on white,
yes.
And so we came color and white.
Oh, all right. Okay.
But then when we play it every year, like my kids, they do it like they play with their friends like every single year. The color, it comes off easily. It doesn't spoil your cloth.
Oh,
like
right.
if you are trying to wash
but
it.
But don't wear your brand new clothes.
Yeah.
Basically.
But then
just in case.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
in case.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
You don't want any stains on them. So.
That's right.
And
yeah.
it's you just come and dance. And that brings me to our DJ, who is of Jamaican ethnicity and has no idea about the words, but is going to play the music.
Okay.
So that in itself is what we're getting different cultures together. This festival, we do not want to be like specific to Indian celebrating. No, it is everybody comes together and we do it together. And you asked the question about, is it a religious holiday? So I would like to say that my religion and her religion is different.
These are different religions,
right?
Yeah.
But we all come together, nobody knows, because everyone's just having fun and we share with everybody. I think in India, we grew up with so many different religions that we don't even realize.
Yes.
I see.
You know,
we just
come together and celebrate everything together.
Yeah.
Like I went to a Catholic school.
Okay.
So for me, I love Christmas. It has such amazing memories.
Mm.
So we have everything goes for us.
Mm-hmm. So are there traditional foods that represented with Holi? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to serve like some of the very traditional food which are being made during Holi. So it is like, and it is going to be from Tiranga. So they are going to like have a lot of traditional food. I hope I'm sure everybody is going to like it.
Okay.
And then it is like, I would say some of it are like just the Holi food. Like you get to see them, you get to eat them like during Holi only. And then we have good menu, but then
that's samosa, jalebi.
It is samosa, jalebi. Then there's tea.
Cardamom tea.
Yeah.
Okay.
So jalebi is a sweet.
I see.
You
okay.
know, that's typical of this festival. And then samosas, mostly everybody knows it's a
pastry filled with boiled potatoes mixed with peas.
And if you don't know samosa, you need to eat
this
it.
This is why you need to come and find out, right? That's another part of learning.
It's very famous. It's very famous snack in India. Like,
Okay.
Live without it.
You must have seen it. You just probably don't know it.
More than likely. Just don't know what it's called. So here's a way to learn about it, right? Okay. Now, I'm just trying to picture what's going to be happening at Kavanaugh Stadium. Is there like a giant mosh pit where everybody just throws colored powder all over the place?
Yes. So we're going to have a DJ.
Okay.
Lots of music.
Okay.
And you dance and you throw colors at each other.
Okay.
We'll be providing colors.
Please
too.
Do not force people to play, if someone is not
I was
going to
ask, is it mostly the kids that take part in the messy part? And
I think everybody.
Everybody.
In India, everybody did.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's just that North is cold during the month of March, so I didn't enjoy the water because it gets cold.
Who wants to be cold when it's 40 degrees out? Yeah.
But sometimes it's not. So it's great fun. Like we have something called a rain dance. Like Western India is pretty warm at that time,
yes.
So people, every apartment buildings, like we have these massive, massive communities where every community would organize their own Holi. And then everybody would just come together and play. And
there will be, they will keep on showering the water.
Yeah, yeah, it's good fun. It's amazing fun, actually.
So there are many twists of it,
yes,
I would
and
say.
Every different region has its own twist.
Mm. I see.
People also play with flower petals. Just pick out the petal, collect them, chop them into small pieces.
And some go extreme also.
So
maybe if you ever want to Google it, you will see some really extreme holi and some very different holi. And so it's just...
It's however you want to celebrate.
Whichever region you belong to.
I see, So now, are the powders readily accessible here, or is this something you have to import?
I think they are readily accessible on Amazon. That's where we got it from.
Of course.
Yeah, I think there are many Indian sellers also, they are available on Amazon, easily available.
Yes.
It's a very smooth powder. It's not people, they mistake it with the colored sand, but no, it's not colored
it's
sand.
Just powder.
It's very smooth.
Sounds like chalk, ground up chalk almost.
Not even smooth chalk. Yeah, it is like talcum powder.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It's
all right.
Something smooth and I don't think
and,
like...
And just if in case kids are playing everywhere. So we have glasses.
Oh, goggles.
We have goggles,
free for kids to use it.
Okay.
So they can just cover their eyes.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it is like...
Otherwise, it's a safe, fun way.
Yeah.
Just respect each other's space.
Fun,
play with your friends. If someone says, no, I don't want it, we don't enforce it.
Back off. Go sit in the stands and watch, right?
just go on the side,
We also have MC who is going to connect the crowd with the DJs, she's going to connect them with some dance moves or something like that. So she would connect them to the music too.
I was going to ask, is there any kind of speaking engagement or?
We are hoping the festival will be open by Mayor Koch.
Okay.
He has agreed to come, so that's amazing.
Okay.
And what is another thing is amazing, the city has this amazing set of festivals that we are celebrating and everybody's coming together, and the city has been extremely supportive.
Oh, that's good to hear. Good to hear.
The Parks Department, the City of Quincy, and Mayor Koch.
Super. So we should talk a little bit of logistics, Shiv, if we can, about, it's May 5th. Is that a Saturday?
Sunday.
It's a Sunday,
because
May
4th is cleaner.
Oh, of course, right. Yes. So Kavanaugh Stadium will be all cleaned up to,
to
get cleaned up again.
Yes.
So Sunday, May 5th, noon to 2, and free admission. What about parking?
So parking in the city is tough, and especially in North Quincy. So Atlantic Middle School is right opposite. I think it has space for 60 cars.
Okay.
And then approximately like a 6 to 7 minute walk to North Quincy High School, and they have enough parking.
Yep.
And if you choose to park on the streets, just keep a look at the signs, what the street sign says. But I think Atlantic Middle School and North Quincy High School would
be
great
enough
places. Yes, and you can just walk it. It's not a big distance
all,
yes.
And again, rain or shine, dress code, white, old white clothes.
Not really.
Preferably
not a force, because I have to look for something white in my wardrobe.
Well, I mean, you're both dressed beautifully today.
Yeah, but
so
we won't. These are good clothes.
I don't think this is... it is, it looks white, it looks good when you are wearing white, but then I would go for something more cheaper.
Yes, these are good clothes, which we can do at an after party of Holi.
Okay.
If you have an after party where everybody is cleaned up and comes.
Oh, really?
Yes,
oh,
and then you wear all this. And because it's hot at that time.
Yes.
Yeah, and so that's why these are light clothes and you don't feel hot in these clothes.
Okay, all right. So are you looking forward to maybe meeting new people in the community?
And what's the most amazing is the kind of response we got on Facebook, where oh my god, people are so open and they really want to come in.
And they're hearing from outside of Quincy as well?
We are focused on Quincy.
Focused on Quincy.
But maybe people might come from outside, maybe a few Indians who are living in Weymouth, Braintree. But we want it to be a Quincy event, and inclusive of all cultures to come.
Are there other holy festivals in the area that you know of?
Yeah,
there are?
So there's one in Ashland, right? No, Bridgemandir, where is it? We generally used to go there.
Yeah, so there's this Hindu temple.
Yeah, and temples do it generally, the Hindu temples, yes.
Yeah,
and
so they did it, I think they did it a week after like the real date for Holi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So because it's very cold in March.
Yes.
So people they played with their jackets on.
Okay.
But I have seen videos from Seattle.
Yes.
I've seen videos from Chicago. I've seen videos from New York.
Okay.
I mean, all my friends and California, I'm sure. And there's this video where in Utah where people are celebrating Holi.
Wow.
So it had, and just a little background that also that why I got involved is like 3 years back in my daughter goes to Marymount about school, and we have a thing of acknowledging all festivals, and I sent something about Holi to the school, and it was the first time anyone had heard about
it. Is that right? Yeah.
And they said, this looks fun. Mm-hmm. Let's do it at our school. Mm-hmm. So since it's color and everything, I was like, I don't know if I should do it in the school. Let's do it outside where parents have a choice, and they see their kids right in front of them and see if they feel good about it.
Yes.
So so I saw that there was a lot of interest.
Yeah.
People thought it was fun.
Yeah.
And so I was like, wow. But another thing, we've come a long way from then when nobody had heard about it to today where everyone is talking
starting
about
here about it.
It.
And now we have our first festival here in Quincy.
Yes.
Kavita, you have children in the school system also?
Yes. Yeah. So I have two daughters. They are both in Clifford Marshall.
Oh, okay.
The older one is a fourth grader and younger one is a second grader.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them, they love Holi. The moment we asked them, like, no, what should we do to, like, while we were making the Facebook page, so we were like, okay, so what should we post, like, no, what should we go around with? And then it is like we came up with an idea that let's ask kids to explain it so that it gets, like, they would explain it from their point of view.
Yes.
We had a lot of exposure, like, there while we were growing up in India.
Yes.
But then they have limited exposure to all those things.
Right.
So let's see how they look for, like, look towards it. And then we asked them, and they came out, like, with every single detail, like, very beautifully.
See, kids really do pay attention, don't
yes.
they?
Yes.
They may not think so, but they're listening and they're watching.
So the only thing was, like, my older daughter was like, I would like to play, like, she always liked to do that, so I would like to play Holi with the glasses. So we were like, okay, so this is an important detail, we'll get the glasses.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, it's continuing the story of their heritage, like any festival, right? From any ethnicity,
it just perpetuates
that.
Yes.
And the importance of diversity, like,
yes.
India is an extremely diverse nation,
but
nothing beats Quincy.
Nothing beats
80
Quincy,
different cultures. Oh,
80?
My God.
Yeah. Really?
It's like the most amazing thing, and I feel so blessed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you have so many ways to approach the same issue, same problem, because every culture has its own story and history to learn, and you have so much learning.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we are really, really at an important, what do you say, like...
Crossroads?
Yeah, no, not crossroads, that point, you know, that inflection point where, you know, things, like, suddenly just, like, become so amazing, you know?
Mm.
With so many cultures, and every culture has a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And you have so much to learn.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Well, we'll have to see what other cultures come up with festivals in the future.
I'm sure they will come.
Absolutely.
And
we would love
and
to.
I want to give a huge shout out to our DJ, Marquise.
Okay.
He is actually works in Quincy Public School.
Oh.
Our MC, Shagun Modi. So she has a presence on Instagram. And our sponsor, which is PND Tiranga Restaurant. So we all came together and I hope the city comes and enjoys with us.
So it's free admission, but is there a charge for the food?
Yes.
Yes,
okay. Yes.
Just
I think it's $5 per
okay,
dish.
Okay, so it's very reasonable. Yeah.
And since your hands are going to get dirty,
that's right.
So it's a dollar a bottle for water,
And
you can...
So just eat first, and then...
Eat first,
yeah,
or just take
a
two-go box, and... You know, we'll be prepared for both.
Okay. Anything else we should add right now?
Anything. Just that we are very grateful
to
the city, and we are very grateful to our community, and we want to have fun together with this community.
Kavita?
I think, so it is, we are really blessed to be accepted by everyone because it is like everybody, the way they showed the response, it was overwhelming. Like, I felt like, no, my heart melts every time when I hear something from, like, anyone who wants to come there, and then how they relate it with their own culture, and then it is like, it's really nice. And then I would say, like, to an extent, we all are, like, it's a small world, and we all are related, interrelated with each other.
Mm.
This is just one step And then I am sure like Quincy will see many other things from different cultures.
Sure.
And I'm very, very
excited.
Like,
that's great.
Very excited for
Thank
it.
You both. It's been a lot of fun to learn about
thank
this.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful festival.
Yeah, and thank you for this amazing opportunity. You've always been so kind to us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Please come back.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks for watching us here at AEM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.